Hello, and welcome to the Special Ed Strategist Podcast. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm going to tell you something that I wish someone told me early on in this journey. Your voice carries more power than you absolutely think. I'm talking to all the parents out there that are trying to navigate the world of special education, IEP process. But I know when you are staring at that draft that comes your way, the IEP draft, that power can feel absolutely buried beneath the weight of test scores and acronyms and other people's opinions. It can quite feel crushing when you know your baby, you want your baby to be seen and heard. So I've sat in those rooms as a mom, as an advocate, as a special educator, and I have still had times where I feel the shake in my hands and the tightness in my chest, especially as a mom and as a parent. So if you're listening and wondering if this perspective matters, it's certainly absolutely 1,000% does. And today I'm going to show you how to use it strategically through something called a parent input statement. What exactly is a parent input statement? All right, so that is an opportunity for you as a parent to put into writing what you're seeing at home and in the community, what your kiddo needs to thrive, what you know to be true about their strengths, challenges, and support. So as you're preparing that parent input statement, I want you to think about all of these things. And these aren't things that we're just now thinking about right before the parent input statement. If you've been around long enough, you know that I talk about collecting data as a parent, thinking about, again, the strengths and needs, pockets of vulnerability that your kiddo may have and how to best support your kiddo at home in the community. And then we can figure out ways as an IEP team, as a conversation, to bridge that gap into the educational world. Notice I didn't say just academics, because when we think about an IEP, an individualized education plan or program, under our federal law, we are talking about bell to bell. So as a parent, how do you see your kiddo? This is a great way, parent input statement, because that's going to help drive some information and the development of that IEP. That way, in turn, you're going to have better services, better outcomes, stronger goals that align. So parent input statement, it's not fluff. It's not optional. So if we think about our law under IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, code 34, CFR 300.324, schools are required to consider the concerns of parents for enhancing the education of their child. So that's legal language. It's going to boil down to that your input isn't just welcome, it's expected. So before you write anything, you need some clarity, right? So that starts with data. No, I don't mean charts and graphs, although those can certainly help, your observations, your thoughtful observations. So I want you to think about collecting the data. So take notes of behaviors, patterns, successes, challenges, log any homework struggles, bedtime meltdowns, social moments at the park, tutoring sessions, anything that paints that full picture of your child that you can then help be an informed member at the IEP table and help guide, again, that word, the conversations and the communications of bridging that home community gap to the school and creating and really not having these silos of what happens at home and what happens at school. We want to make sure that there's some synergy in between and having that conversation. Then I want you to assess as a parent, what's consistent, right? So there's times that our kiddos do something. It could be squirrely, it could be fabulous, but it may be a blip on the radar. What is the trajectory of that? So where are the red flags? Is this an executive function issue, language processing, anxiety? And as parents, it's okay if you don't know. And you can just really describe what's going on and ask the questions, whether that is to an outside professional like myself or a pediatrician or somebody within the school system. Then I want you to reflect. So what do you know intuitively as a parent? What is your gut telling you that's not showing up in the standardized scores? So thinking about, again, using really what I call the CARE model. So you're collecting your data, you're assessing what's consistent, where are your red flags? This is giving you the opportunity to really kind of get clear on what you're concerned about. Then you're going to reflect, you know, what is your gut telling you that the school is not seeing because they're just looking at scores. Then you're going to express this as part of the CARE model. This is where your input statement begins. All right. So prioritize what matters most. Even if you need, I've said it before, a sticky note party where you're writing individual things down on a sticky note and then putting them up on a wall, a table, wherever, and then prioritizing what do you see would be the biggest impact now that can then have some rewards down the road. So here's where parents often get stuck, right? They try to say everything. I get it. It all feels important. So you want to just make sure that we're really kind of highlighting and being clear in our communication. So what's the one area that you want to see change in? And I say this IEP cycle, but remember, folks, right? So an IEP cycle technically is a year, but if there are reasons and needs to reconvene an IEP, you can do that. So if a goal or something is being met earlier, reconvene it and have another conversation. So this isn't necessarily a one or done. We are thinking forward as the law does, thinking ahead, planning ahead. Where do you see your student immediately, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years? Of course, all of this does change. But what's the one area that you want to see change in this IEP cycle? So make sure that we highlight that in our parent input statement and in written communication to the school so that they can start to infuse that in the new IEP. What do you want the team to understand without question? So sometimes we see our kids one way, the school may another, but what is something we truly want our students to be highlighted about that the team can then understand? So I want you then to focus on two or three main themes. So is it behavior, academic access, emotional regulation, sensory needs, whatever it is that's impacting that school functionally, bell to bell, all right? Here's a sample from a parent input statement that you could utilize. I'd obviously change names. So at home, we see Jack struggle to initiate with homework and becomes overwhelmed by multi-step tasks. He often needs adult support to begin assignments and manage his time. These challenges are impacting his ability to complete independent work and are causing significant stress. We'd like to see goals related to executive function and support like chunked assignments, written checklist, and coaching prompts included in the IEP. You can also draw on that if these are challenges that are happening at home, you can easily translate and see where these challenges would be happening within the school day. So you see how clear it is. It's not a novel. It's telling a story. So it includes any home data that you may have. Again, little videos, things that you write down, whether you're doing it electronically, keeping that data, or pen and paper. But as long as you have some information. So it leads directly to the goals and accommodations. So with special education, needs drive services. So if there is a need, that is going to drive services, whether it is a goal, an accommodation, or a related service. The more information, and again, I just obviously said it's not a novel, but it's clear of a picture that we can create to help drive the services that are better going to support our kiddo. Okay, so timing does matter. And what you're going to do is you're going to write your input statement about 2 to 3 weeks before your IEP meeting. And if you're wondering, when is my IEP meeting? You can pull out that old IEP that you had from the most current, not old, but most current IEP. See that date? Roughly, that's going to be around the time your annual review for your IEP. So think ahead 2 to 3 weeks. Make sure you are having that time to thoughtfully reflect on your student so that you can then present a story that really aligns with your student. And then you're going to send them this quick email, right? So here's an example. In preparation for our upcoming IEP meeting for insert your kiddo's name, I'm sharing a parent input statement to reflect our current observations and priorities. I also appreciate receiving a draft of the IEP, including present levels and proposed goals in advance. So now you're setting the stage. The school may come back, oh, we can't do that because we don't want to have any way of predetermining the support, But yes, you can ask for present levels. You can ask for a draft IEP. That way, as a parent, you can be sitting as an expert at that table, having an opportunity to review and reflect on that IEP. So again, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks out, you're going to start preparing your parent input statement. You're then going to send an email that includes that. And you're just going to also say, hey, when I've included this parent input statement, I'd like to see it reflected in my child's IEP. This is going to help us and help the team ensure alignment and make the meeting more collaborative. Okay, so let's think about it this way. So you created this parent input statement. You now have a draft. In that draft should be present levels, meaning where the school sees your kiddo. There should be some suggested goals. There may be services depending on the draft, the shell, and what the school is providing. But once you get the draft, I know you're going to skim over it, but pause a second, please. Do me a favor. I want you to look at the present levels of academic and functional performance, PLAF or PLOP, and ask, is my input reflected here? So somewhere, depending on your state, depending on your district, you should see a space that has parent input. You should see that. And then you want to say, okay, is the school seeing my child the same way I'm seeing my child? Are the areas that I mentioned that I see connected to specific goals? Do the accommodations support the needs I described? So then you're now kind of being a super sleuth, looking at it as an active member, it meaning IEP, the draft, and then you can come back again with this in mind, needs drive services, and your voice defines those needs, right? And that's your guiding phrase, needs drive services. And as a parent, as an expert, I'm going to help define those needs for this team so that you can be very active in that. Then what you can do is create some questions, right? So you've now thought about your parent input statement. You've received your draft. You're looking at the present levels. Do they align with what I'm seeing at home? Then you can start to ask questions. Put them in writing. You may be able to get some of this sorted out before the team all comes collaboratively together, or it may be a conversation at the actual IEP meeting. Regardless, this is the time ahead before the meeting to come armed with your information for empowerment. Remember, this journey isn't just about getting those services. It's about being seen and heard. And that's why I want to leave you with a reminder. I want you to tell your story, your kiddo's story. Reflect on what matters. Make sure you understand your rights. And then you're going to engage with intention. And if you missed my last solo about my why, part of that is I'm giving away module one of my course, Cracking the Code to Special Education Eligibility, for free this month in honor of Brain Cancer Awareness, which is May. It walks you through the very first step of educating yourself as a parent to make sure that you understand your role and your rights, and helps you to see the IEP process through that more empowered lens. Just use the code GOGRAY, learningessentialsedu.com under courses, and start when you're ready, because you don't have to do this alone. I'm always here for you. Happy to answer any questions. Thanks for joining me today. Again, I'm Wendy Taylor. This is the Special Ed Strategist, and hope to see you soon. Bye for now.